Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
.org. And today, we got Mickey back. Hey, Mickey.
Hey.
Get closer to that microphone.
Hello, I'm here.
There you go. Mickey's here. I thought he was asleep over there. All right. Well, Mickey's back, Mickey Spence. Mickey was on, I think, back in the spring with me, right? And we were talking about some, see, Lauren, we were talking about some, yeah, thank you. We were talking about some things, and Mickey told me, well, I'm going to let him tell you what he told me about all these cassette tapes he had with what, Mickey?
Songs that mention Memphis.
Okay. Are there like a dozen?
That according to what I have read or rumored, Memphis is mentioned in more songs than any other city in the world.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
You almost hear one daily if you listen to the
radio. That's right. Yes, yes. And it just, you know, people just kind of slide it in. And I was thinking about this, too. Memphis is not a word that people rhyme with in these songs. Did you see that too? Because I was thinking about it. You don't, you know, some people rhyme Memphis with something, but it's not really an easy word to rhyme. But Memphis is just there.
Got on a bus in Memphis, destination Rome.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to rhyme it.
That's right. Yeah, that's pretty strong stuff there. All right, so today we're going to do songs that have Memphis in them. How are we going to start here?
We're going to start with Going Down to Memphis by Townes Van Zandt.
Okay, here we go.
Going down to Memphis, maybe get my ashes hauled. I can drive me a car, man, but I don't need no car at all. Believe I'll ride that Memphis cannonball. She runs so fast, you can't catch her from behind. Oh, she runs so fast, you can't catch her from behind. But I'll be there waiting for that little Memphis girl of mine. Guess I'll never know. No, no. Why I left, man, I guess I'll never know. Sitting here thinking I'm one dumbass, so and so. All headed back, that Memphis train, she leaves real soon. The Memphis train sound like she leave real soon. Got nothing to guide me except the color of the moon hanging over Memphis. Thank you. dam where the Mississippi runs. Boys, I'm headed home, back where the Mississippi runs. I hear there's some loving there, try to get me some. Headed down to Memphis, maybe get my ashes hauled. Just don't know why I ever left at all. I'm getting on that train, man, I ain't even gonna call. Be there for the break of day.
Oh my. All right. I had never heard that song, Mickey.
That's great, isn't it?
I love that song.
I love Townes Van Zandt.
Wow.
Yep. He moves me.
Yeah, right. Oh, man, that was cool. That was a nicely produced song.
1994.
Oh, okay.
Shortly before his death.
Oh, really? Okay. He died way back yonder, huh? Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I see what you got next. And I've actually heard this next song. What you got?
The late, great Jerry Lee Lewis from 1973 with Meat Man.
Here we go.
Hey, call me the Meat Man. You ought to see me eat now. I'm the Meat Man. You ought to see me eat now. I got jaws like a bat trap, deep like a raisin, a Maytag tongue with a sensitive taste. I was born in Texas, the land of beef. I never cared much to greens, join the hell like meat. I'm the Meat Man.
Meat Man.
Ought to see me eat now.
Meat Man.
I'm the Meat Man.
Meat Man.
Ought to see me eat now.
Meat Man.
I've been down to Macon, Georgia, ate the buzz off a Georgia peach. Well, I plucked the chicken in Memphis, mama, I still got feathers in my teeth. Hey, I found a poke in Huntsville from a fine Alabama hog. Hey, the charcoal steak in Dallas fed the bone to a Louisiana dog. I'm the Meat Man. All of me eat, ma'am. Government approved a stamp and a great A seal. I just as long as there's just good meat, the killer's gonna damn sure get his fill. Well, I'm the Meat Man.
Meat Man.
I was in the Meat Man.
Meat Man.
I'm the Meat Man.
Meat Man.
I was in the Meat Man.
Meat Man.
I got jaws like a bad trap, teeth like a redland, a Maytag tongue with a sensitive taste. I was born in Texas, the land of beef. Give it to me, honey, cause the show ain't meat. I'm the Meat Man.
Meat Man.
I was in the Meat Man.
Meat Man.
Oh,
well, 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 Jerry Lee. He's the Meat Man.
Meat Man, no doubt.
He ate a charcoal steak in Dallas and fed it to a Louisiana dog. Man, that's some lyrics. I love that. All right, Jerry Lee Lewis doing the Meat Man. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we are glad you're with us this morning. If you ever feel the need, go to WYXR.org. And let me tell you, you can find anything on there. Well, anything to do with WYXR. And you can go if you want to listen to archived shows. Everything is archived, like a month's worth of shows our archive so you can listen to these things. And we appreciate that, and we appreciate your help. If you ever would like to become a sustaining member, always appreciate that. You can go to that donate button on the top of the webpage and just do what you're told. All right, got Mickey Spence here with me this morning. Mickey, you hitting home run, man.
So far, so good.
All right, what do we got?
Guy Clark from 1995 with Baby Took a Limo to Memphis.
All right.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, you guys.
Well, she did not want to drive. She did not want to fly. She did not want to wait for a bus to come by. She did not want to hassle. She did not want to hurry. She did not want to know what it cost, don't worry. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Seemed like the thing to do. Baby took a limo to Memphis. She did it cause she wanted to. Wow. She was not looking back, but she was looking good. She was not in the mood to be knocking on wood. She knows what she wants and she knows how to get it. She knows what it takes, just you do it, don't regret it. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Seemed like the thing to do. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Did it cause she wanted to. The shortest distance between two towns is riding in a limo with the windows down. Don't ask why she's going mad, she might let you know. Don't ask when she's coming back, hey, she don't know. Now don't let her fool you, cause she's nobody's fool. She knows what's tacky and she knows what's cool. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Seemed like the thing to do. Baby took a limo to Memphis. She did it cause she wanted to. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Seemed like the thing to do. Baby took a limo to Memphis. She did it cause she wanted to. In case y'all don't recognize what that is, that's the bunny hop.
All right, that was great.
That's it. That's good. So I miss Guy Clark.
Yeah, so you told me a story while we were listening to that. Let's tell our listeners.
This song came about when Keith Sykes used to have his singer-songwriter down on Beale Street. Guy Clark was playing, and Susanna, Guy's wife, wanted to come, and he wouldn't let her, and they couldn't work it out. It wasn't going to happen because he had to go somewhere else. Well, she got pissed off, so she got in she rented a limo and drove down to Memphis. And that's where the song comes from.
I love it. All right. Baby took a limo to Memphis. All right. Well, let's see. What do we got next? See, we got Eric Clapton coming up.
1978. Eric Clapton with If I Don't Be There By Morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. If I Don't Be There by Morning, Eric Clapton. That was pretty cool. And we were talking, that kind of had that, the band vibe.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Had that kind of looseness and,
It was from 78, so he was already into that kind of mood right there.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You. We do this every Monday morning from 9 to 10, and I've been doing this show for about 3.5 years now, which kind of blows my mind.
Wow.
You know, it's been really a whole lot of fun. I love getting my week started by coming here to WYXR.
Hang out with friends and listen to good music.
There you go. You can't do much better than that.
Go to ball games.
That's right. Go to ball games, yeah. Mickey and I used to. Our kids are roughly the same age, and I can't tell you how many softball games we went to.
Soccer,
basketball, just on and on. We go to ball games. That's all we do. And I remember we used to bring Rachel in as a ringer because we wouldn't have enough girls to play on the softball team. And Rachel would come in, and she's Mickey's older daughter, and she would knock it out of the park, as I recall. So I was always hoping that we would only have 8 people so Rachel could sit in with us. That's funny. All right, folks, we are doing songs that include Memphis, which is great. These are very cool things. Let me tell you what. This next song is one of my favorites, and you know what? I chose the wrong artist. I was making the list, Mickey, and I just saw this. Memphis Women and Fried Chicken is what we're going to play, right. But I have it by Jack Bottleneck.
Jack Bottleneck. Well, all right, it's new to me.
Shall we try?
Dan Penn wrote it.
That's right. Dan Penn wrote it, and Dan Penn does a great version of it.
That's the only one
that's
I know.
That's the one we know. Okay, well, since I made the mistake, we're going to play this one by Jack Bottleneck. Folks, this will maybe be the world premiere of this. Here we go.
Take my old guitar and I go down on Bill, play a little blues.
Yes, indeed.
That works.
That does work. Yes, sir. Over on Union, there's a good old gal. She can smoke a pig. She can fry some fowl. that's brilliant.
Memphis women and fried chicken doesn't get any better than that.
No, it sure doesn't. That's pure poetry, man. I love that. Well, next time I will be paying more attention, and if we ever play this again, we'll do the Dan Penn version of it. But that was good. That was Jack Bottleneck. I've never heard,
not bad. Not bad.
Never heard of Jack Bottleneck. So, yeah, all right. All right, so what do we got next?
1973, Dixie Chicken by Little Feet. Oh. Everybody knows this one.
Well, hang on. You know what? I don't have that.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I did not put that on the list. Man, I'm just dropping the ball.
All right.
I got the Greg Allman song next.
Okay, Multicolored Lady.
Okay, Multicolored Lady, Greg Allman.
Same year, 1973. So
okay, here we go. Yeah, and this was a great album, too. This was a great album. Here we go.
Lost a million in the game. WYXR 91.7 FM. It's Shelby here filling in for Willie. He had to step out for a second. How you doing today, man?
Doing fine.
Doing good.
Doing good.
Yeah, that was Greg Allman.
With Multicolored Lady from 1973.
Yeah, and what do we got up next?
The late, great John Prine. Daddy's Little Pumpkin.
All right. You're hearing this right here on WYXR 91.7 FM.
You must be Daddy's little pumpkin, I can tell by the way you roll. You must be Daddy's little pumpkin, I can tell by the way you roll. Well, it's 11:15 and you're sleeping on the bedroom floor. I can see the fire burning, burning right behind your eyes. I can see the fire burning, baby, burning right behind your eyes. You must have swallowed a candle or some other kind of surprise. I'm going down to Memphis, got $300 in cash. Yeah, I'm going down to Memphis, got $300 in cash. All the women in Memphis gonna see how long my money could last. Well, I'm going downtown, gonna rattle somebody's cage. Yeah, I'm going downtown, I'm gonna rattle somebody's cage. I'm gonna beat on my guitar and strut all around the stage. If you see my baby coming, don't you tell her that her daddy's in jail. If you see my baby coming, don't tell her that her daddy's in jail. She'd sell her little pumpkin just to raise her sweet daddy's bail. You must be Daddy's little pumpkin, I can tell by the way you roll. You must be Daddy's little pumpkin, I can tell by the way you roll. Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul.
Daddy's Little Pumpkin, John Prine. What's the story behind that one?
It just makes
you move.
Yeah, I had kids, and he had came out with that song. It's a little bit different from a John Prine song usually, but I really liked it. It had Memphis in it, so I put it on here.
Yeah. It's a really, really good tune. It's actually one of my favorites too.
I love John Prine.
Yeah. All right, what's up next?
Well, this one was pretty much for Willie because Honky Tonk Women by the Stones in 1969 was supposedly written by Jagger
mm-hmm.
in Ernestine and Hazel's.
Oh.
I met a gentle barroom queen in Memphis, and that was in Ernestine and Hazel's where Willie played.
Oh, wow, so. That's awesome. All right, so we have the Honky Tonk Woman with the Rolling Stones right here on WYXR.
She tried to take me upstairs for a ride.
Honky Tonk Women by the Rolling Stones. All right, what do we got up next?
We have Buddy Holly, the oldest thing I brought today. Rock Around with Ollie V was a story of Buddy Holly able to hear Memphis radio stations in Lubbock, Texas, growing up as a teenager.
Oh, wow.
And he wrote this song as a tribute to that.
All right, so let's get into some Buddy Holly right here on WYXR.
Well, we gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. Rock is everything gonna be high, cause tonight we gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. Well, I got a little gal I call Ollie V, Ollie V, come from Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee, and tonight we gonna rock and rock around with Ollie V, Ollie, Ollie V. Ollie says she gonna do me right tonight. Come on, wear my blues suede shoes tonight and tonight. We gonna rock a rock now, Bolivia, well, we gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. Hell, cause everything gonna be high, cause tonight we gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. I'm gonna shout, laugh, holler, and giggle tonight. I'm gonna shake it just a little in the middle of the night. Cause tonight we're gonna rock around with Ollie V, holla, holla, V. Well, I think Mr. Cop will be tonight. If you try to put a stop to me tonight, cause tonight we're gonna rock around with Ollie V, holla, holla, holla. Well, we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. Cause everything gonna be high. Cause tonight we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues.
Ollie V.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that was really good. What we got coming up next?
We have Van Morrison when he was with Them in 1965. I Gave My Love a Diamond.
All right. You got it right here. Hold on 1 second. Let me get it. There we go. All right.
Sandstone. I gave her lonely teardrops and nights alone. I gave my love a promise that had no truth. What good is a promise without Send my love back.
Van Morrison, I Gave My Love a Diamond. Man, there's a lot of great Memphis music here in there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there's
there
so is. Much. You would think that, like, artists would just come to Memphis just to write, you know?
Well, that's true. They sure pull it in. I think the railroad and the steamboats had a lot to do with the travel through Memphis. So everybody has a Memphis story, so that it's put it in song.
Yeah, that's crazy. And if you have, if you guys out there have like some stories to share or you want to show your love and your support, you can always head over to WYXR.org, hit that donate button, or you can give us a call over at 901-460-3031. We want to keep these Memphis stories going. You know?
I do. Makes sense.
Yeah. So what do we have next?
One of my favorite performers, John Hartford from 1971, doing Skippin' in the Mississippi Dew.
All right, we got that right here on the station Raised by Sound, WYXR.
Well, I dream of a girl and a stern wheel steamboat, a pilot house stove and an engine room brass, a hanging on the post by the main deck stair with a long hair skipping in the Mississippi Dew. Oh, the river run wide, run deep, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big wide bed, just skipping in the Mississippi Dew. River come away last Sunday, 12 feet of water on the Memphis gauge. It wouldn't be home without the muddy water rolling, a paddle wheel skipping in the Mississippi Dew. Oh, the river run wide, run deep, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big wide bend, just skipping in the Mississippi Dew. Spring, I'd ship on the river, 35 days on a valley line boat. I make a little money, get a swing time chicken, then take off a skipping in the Mississippi Dew. Oh, the river run wide, run deep, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big wide bend, just skipping in the Mississippi Dew. Run muddy, oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat weeding on a bigger wide band, just skipping in the Mississippi Dew.
Yeah.
All right. Good old CCR.
Needed a little bass voice in there, though.
Rolling.
I'm more privy to the horns myself in the Ike and Tina Turner version.
Absolutely. I know. That's a lot of favorites. Yeah,
but it's a good tune all the same. So what do we got up next?
Next is Memphis, Tennessee, not by Johnny Rivers, by George Thorogood from 1985.
All right. We got here coming up right here on WYXR. All right, Memphis.
Woo,
they're rocking.
Good guitar.
Yeah, and you said the sax player, your wife,
went to high school with him, Buddy Leach on sax.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, all of these connections, just like here in Memphis. So, you know, it's such a small world. You know,
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's crazy.
It's fun.
It is. It's so fun. I think we got one more for you. Thank you so much for coming and bringing the selection of music. It's been fun.
This is 1973, Little Feet with Dixie Chicken. We pulled it up. Here it
all
comes.
Right. Oh, here we go.
Filmmaker Craig Brewer. You're listening.